1780, Chapter 21st. A Lunatic Wanderer. Charitable Benefactors. About this time, a young person appeared here, dressed in men's clothes, who gave out that he was a woman. He called himself Miss Gore, and said he had escaped from a madhouse where his relations had put him on account of an attachment they disapproved of. He said he was of a genteel family, but he would not tell their names, and what between his flightiness and reserve, we could never arrive at any certainty either as to his sex or situation. He really had all the appearance of being long confined. His shoulders seemed to have been tied back. His legs were cramped and he shrieked at the name of a straight waistcoat. His face was very handsome, with the finest pair of black eyes, long dark eyelashes and arched eyebrows possible. When dressed in male attire, he appeared like a woman, but in women's clothes looked coarse and masculine. He told such piteous tales and sang such melancholy songs that he quite softened all the ladies' hearts, so that they were always bestowing some charitable donation on him, but he would never take money.